Right now, time to bring in Pat Pagano, and let's debate the weather. Good morning, Pat.
Well, don't think I stayed up, because I didn't.
I didn't stay up. I said I had a lot of people instant message me and text me yesterday saying, are you gonna watch the debate? And I said no, because first of all, it's not going to be a debate because they don't really follow debate rules. Second of all, if it's anything like it was when Trump was with Hillary Clinton 4 years ago, they're just going to be yelling at one another. And that's what happened. And you know what's funny, Pat? It's not funny. It was shameful. It was horrible to see. When I used to be in debate club, okay, you were given, let's say you were given 90 seconds for your opening statement. At 90 seconds, guess what? Your mic was turned off, and they went to the next person. And then if somebody made a point, then you had a rebuttal time, and let's say you had 45 seconds. After 45 seconds, your mic was turned off. I've been saying for years with these presidential debates, let the moderator have a switch. And the minute that clock gets down to zero on the person who's speaking, their time is up, you shut the mic off, and you go to the next person. You prevent what happened last night. It was just a horrible display of what happened. Donald Trump did what he does best. He, instead of deflecting, he kept butting in and interrupting. And he kept butting in the moderator. He kept butting in Joe Biden. And he was allowed to do it. So I'm not going to blame him. The people who run the debates, if they're not going to put those changes in, they shouldn't do another debate, because this was embarrassing to the country. Wow. You should watch some of the clips. It's just, I didn't watch the debate, but I saw some of the clips this morning. Yeah. Absolutely horrible. Embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, you know, at this point right now, I don't know who they would say clearly won the debate.
Yeah, there is no winner from last night. There's no, nobody can possibly win, because it wasn't a debate. Things weren't segmented into great answers or anything like that. There's no way you could say who won it.
They said that the loser was Chris Wallace.
Well, because he didn't have control. You know, you can tell Donald Trump to be quiet all you want. He's not going to stop.
He's not going to listen, right?
When somebody in a debate, whether it's Donald Trump or Joe Biden or whoever it is, gets to their allotted time limit, their mic goes off. And guess what? You don't have what you had last night. But anyways, let's get on to the weather, because I'm telling you, we had three or four downpours last night. One that came through at about 4 o'clock this morning, where for about 20 minutes, it sounded like my house was going through a car wash.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot, you know, we thought everybody would get some really good, heavy, promised rain. That happened. Now it'll taper down, and we'll clear this afternoon. It'll be a little bit on the windy side, but we'll get to 70. Then clear tonight, low 50s, and a sunny Thursday, mainly sunny. There'll be some clouds around, mid-70s. Now the next little low comes up the coast very quickly Friday morning. And by Friday afternoon, it clears again. So we get some rain Friday morning, clears in the afternoon, 60, maybe 65, depending on how fast it clears. Saturday is a partly sunny day in the low 60s. It'll cloud up on Sunday. And from Sunday night into Monday, another chance of rain, which will clear Monday afternoon. So quick changes. And this was definitely the heaviest of the next two episodes of rain. They won't be as heavy, but everything adds up, and that's just fine. What can I tell you that I haven't told you? The tropics are quiet. We're still looking for something to develop in the vicinity of the Yucatan and head into the Gulf of Mexico in the next 10 days, and that could be trouble. So we'll be watching that for you. But as of now, nothing. I have, for a change, ladies and gentlemen, a question for Marshall, but it's got nothing to do with computers.
Uh-oh.
How about that?
Well, let's see. What's it got to do with?
It's got to do with your home appliance. This has been, the last couple of weeks for me, has just been like, you know, running the whole circuit here of one thing happening after the other. The hood that goes on top of your stove.
Yeah.
My hood has two halogen lights on it. One of them went out. I didn't think it was going to be a problem. I said, oh, you know what? Let me just unscrew it, and I'll go tomorrow to the home center and get a bulb. The halogen bulb is flush with the range hood. So there's no way for you to put your fingers around the bulb. Okay? So I used my, you know, like all my forefingers to try to turn it counterclockwise, and I can't even turn it. And I'm saying, God knows where the manual to this is, because the hood is as old as the house that, you know, when we bought it, four and a half years old. So I went online, and it looks like that in the box was a small rubber plunger that fits over the halogen light, and I guess it, you know, it kind of adheres to it, and you could turn it. And it says you only turn it 60 degrees, and then it drops out because it's a halogen light. Yeah. Well, of course, I have no idea where this little plunger is. I don't have any kind of little plunger that would do it. So my question to you, Marshall, do you have any ingenious idea of how I'm getting this bulb out?
No, because and getting a new bulb in, if you buy a bulb, because you can't touch those bulbs. Because if you put any human oil on them, the minute they heat up, they'll explode. So you can't get any skin oil on them. It's going to sound crazy, what I'm going to say to you, but for safety's sake, and other, I would just get a new range hood. Halogen lights are very dangerous. They just burn too hot, too long, and the bulb is probably going to cost you $50 to $60, $70 the electrician to put it in.
No. These are small, very small little bulbs.
I know,
and,
but
Very small little bulbs, and I have them right here in the weather center. And it's the same thing on this track lighting that's up in the weather center. Same thing. You cannot get your fingers around the bulb. But these are a little bit easier to get out, and that's what you do. You twist them a little bit, and they fall out. So I think it's the exact bulb. I'm looking up at it right now. It's the exact bulb that I have here in the weather center. So it's just a matter of me getting it out, because the hood, Marshall, was $799. It's $800. I'm not about to throw an $800 hood out. It's got some very, very good, exhaust and all of that stuff. It's a real nice hood.
Well, then just hire an electrician to come in and do it then. That's what I would do. And maybe he, when the electrician comes in to replace it, ask him, where'd you get that thing for so the next time it happens? Because you're not going to get it out. You're not. If you don't have that, you're just not going to get it out. Have you found any place you can buy the plunger?
I haven't looked. I'll go into some of the sites, you know, Lowe's and Home Depot, and see if they have it or sell it, and try that. If not, I'm going to go right to Lowe's, to where they sell range hoods, and see if anybody in that department could help me out.
Yeah.
Look, Marshall. I unclogged my sink.
Yeah.
I mouse-proofed my cabin. I mouse-proofed my house. I have to be able to get a halogen bulb out of a hood range.
Well, years ago when this radio station was built, Stan and Ira,
yeah,
when we built it, they put halogen bulbs in everything. And we have replaced every halogen
every
bulb.
Every halogen bulb, yeah.
With LED? Most of them are LED. Yeah, there's a few that aren't LED. But because we were told by our insurance company, you know, halogen lights, just people can touch them when you have them as regular lights.
And you get burned.
Oh, yeah. God. They're just burned. And the energy that you use when is amazing. So we replaced everything with LEDs. And even in Jill's office, and Jill doesn't like LEDs, but we have normal lighting LEDs where they're soft light. They're not the harsh LED light.
The harsh, yeah. Those are real bright, which I'm wild about. I just, this site just gave me a great idea. Great, great idea.
What's that?
You know those little suction cups
that
you that you use, and you go hang your, you can hang a cup on it or something like that. I'm going to try that.
Well, what about, do you have any, do you have any Gorilla Tape?
I do, yeah. I was thinking of that.
Just put, just take a piece, a strap of Gorilla Tape, right, try to get it around three quarters of it, and then,
right.
Try Gorilla Tape.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I'll just make sure, but I have to make sure that there's King Kong on it, right?
But you can't use Gorilla Tape to put it in, so.
No, well, putting it in should not be a problem.
Yeah.
It's just getting it out, so. Thank you for that. You may have definitely gave me a good idea there. So I will try that. And in the meantime, what else is new? Nothing. The tropics are quiet. As I told you, something's going to develop there. And we'll be watching that next week.
And it looks like we've got one more band of moderate rain that's going to come through our area.
Yeah, and that should be about it. Yeah. So after 9 o'clock, it'll dry out, and afternoon it'll clear up. Isn't that nice?
It sounds nice.
Yeah,
it sounds nice. I thought taking my dog out this morning was going to be horrible, but it let up just as the dog had to go out. She would have never, ever, ever gone out in that rain. Never. I was lucky, but. My person that comes and walks the dogs in the morning wasn't so lucky because she had to stop and wait for that heavy rain shower to go by because she couldn't see on the roads.
Right.
How much is?
I don't have to worry about little Shirley until about, she gets up about 8. By that time, it should be out of here.
Don't you wish we could get up around 8? One of these days.
One of these days.
All right, Pat, I'm going to let you get to work on that light bulb.
Thank you, and I will see you tomorrow morning.
I hope so. We'll be here. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye, boys.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here this morning on Robin Hood Radio.